welcome to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis and conversation about the issues that matter most to you and your family. Here now with this week's edition of News in Focus is Chris Long.
And good evening and welcome to this edition of News in Focus. We're going to be talking about defunding Planned Parenthood. And tomorrow, down in front of the queue in Cleveland, which will be the host auditorium in the host city for the RNC convention coming up on July 18th through the 21st, the Republican National Convention is coming here to Cleveland, the first major political convention hosted by the state of Ohio since 1934. Good evening. You're listening to News in Focus, a broadcast of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And tomorrow will be a press conference of a major announcement of pro-life groups from around Ohio that are urging for the Republican Party to adopt into its platform a plank that will defund Planned Parenthood. With me on the phone is Executive Director of Cincinnati Right for Life, and that is the first chapter of Right to Life here in Ohio and nationally. With us on the phone is Paula Westwood. Paula, welcome.
Good evening.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. And of course, today, I believe you were involved with a press conference in your city as Mark Harrington of Created Equal and other pro-life leaders have been actually conducting press conferences around the state of Ohio in advance of tomorrow's announcement in front of the Gund Arena. The Q. And that is where the RNC convention will take place here in just about 4 weeks' time. And of course, today, the press conference in Cincinnati. Tell us what happened there.
Oh, well, it's always great to be with people who are standing up for life. And we had Troy Newman of Operation Rescue, Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition, and of course, Mark Harrington of Created Equal. They're the event organizers who planned this statewide tour. They had been in Columbus at 9 o'clock, came to Cincinnati at 12:30, right on the dot, set up, and we started right in with our goals. I was fortunate enough to be speaking, and we had Mary Clark, who heads up 40 Days for Life here in Cincinnati, and of course we have concerns regarding the buffer zone situation in Columbus, because that would affect efforts such as 40 Days for Life and rallies and press conferences like we had today. And then we had a representative, Laura Streetman, from our local pregnancy care center, who had a young mother there who had been in that very Planned Parenthood not too long ago, had considering ending the life of her child, but she was holding her two-week-old daughter.
Oh, praise God for that.
So while we were calling for the Republican National Committee to make sure that they maintain their pro-life platform, plank, and to up the ante to end funding to abortion providers, we had an example of what can happen when women are courageous enough to stand for life. And it was wonderful to see that little baby girl there. It gave us all hope.
Well, absolutely, and thank you for your efforts. And tirelessly, you have for many years, as Dr. Wilkie founded that chapter many years ago. Of course, he passed away just a few years ago, but him and his wife, the work that they done nationally and internationally for the cause for life, and it was the first chapter here in the state of Ohio, of course, the first chapter really in America of Right to Life. And of course, now we have many chapters across the country, and of course, a little later in the program, we'll have Molly Smith, who is the executive director of Cleveland Right for Life, and of course, she's going to be joining us down at the Q tomorrow arena in downtown Cleveland, where the RNC will host its convention to make a press conference urging the Republican National Committee in the platform committee to adopt a plank that would defund Planned Parenthood officially in the Republican Party plank. Now, the Republican Party platform currently is constructed is pro-life. It is pro-family. In fact, it's a very conservative platform that was constructed back in 2012, so very good for that. But this was a great idea. Mark Harrington and I were actually talking a few months ago, and he said, well, Chris, what's the process of being able to make a proposal for the platform committee? I said, well, they're going to be meeting in Cleveland in advance of the convention, and the platform committee is very instrumental. You know, contrary to what Governor Kasich stated in an article in 2014, we'll get to that a little later. He and I were both quoted in the same article as they interviewed me. Then they interviewed the governor. Little did either and I, either he or I know that we would be in the same article. And it was the Associated Press, and this specific article was in the Washington Times, and asking us about gay marriage and about the upcoming election. Then it was in 2014, the midterm elections. But I said that our folks would be supporting candidates that aligned with the conservative Republican Party platform, and they would be supporting those candidates, which included pro-life and pro-marriage as God designed it. Identity. Well, he went on to say that, oh, nobody ever reads the platform. Who cares about that? We don't know if there's this little group in a back room that actually constructs this thing. What's very telling about that, Paul, is he knows exactly what's in that platform.
Right.
The governor wasn't really telling the truth, because he's been trying to parlay his delegates to get to the convention to open up the platform to adopt support of gay marriage. That's what really the Governor Kasich wants to do. And so we're kind of calling that out today on the program. And then, of course, conservatives are pushing for it, you know, to retain the conservative planks in the platform as it's currently constructed. I will say this. We've gotten word that Ted Cruz delegates are well positioned in the platform committee to retain the strength of the platform as it is currently constructed. So the announcement of these press conferences urging the Republican National Committee to adopt a defund Planned Parenthood language into the plank is very timely. Your thoughts?
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, your example that you gave with Governor Kasich on marriage applies to the pro-life plank for protections for human life, because there are rumblings from some quarters to weaken that it's not a winning issue. And we've had a terrible time under President Obama, who has been so strongly in support of pro-death legislation, both at the beginning of life and then at the end of life. And that no matter what the Republican Party has, that can have an influence on everyone. And we're going to have to stand firm for godly conservative values. And I would like to answer about people who say, well, nobody reads the platform and it's just there. The thing is, the Republican Party and the Constitution parties are the only ones that have a human life protection plank. The other major parties, Democrat, Green parties, don't have an actual pro-abortion stance. The Libertarian Party doesn't take a stance. What would be worse is if they pull that out, because if they pull out human life protections, what that would tell the country and the direction our country would go. It's just like any organization, any church that has something written down. There will be people who do not follow it, but that does not mean that's okay. You know, so it's very important for political parties to stand for human life protections. We had Thomas Jefferson that said, the care of human life and happiness and not their destruction is the first and only legitimate object of good government. And this is the principle that we have to keep driving home, because without life, no other rights matter.
Well, that's exactly right. And we've seen some victories and we've seen some setbacks in the courts as of late concerning pro-life measures. In fact, we want to let our listeners know, if they don't know, David Daladin, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, the director of the group that did the expose.
Center for Medical Progress. Yes.
Yep. Center for Medical Progress, who did the undercover investigative videos that shocked the nation last year of what was happening in Planned Parenthood from the top echelon of their leadership on down. And it shocked the nation and it caused Congress to move quickly. In fact, John Boehner, in an unprecedented manner, very quickly called for investigative hearings on Capitol Hill the week that those videos started to be released. Now, there was a trumped-up, politically motivated case against him in California, and recently we got news from LifeSiteNews.com that he was vindicated. It says David Daladin vindicated as judge dismisses charges against him for exposing Planned Parenthood. Tell us a little bit about that, Paula.
Well, he had several charges against him, and these were bogus charges because David is an undercover investigative journalist, and to uncover this potentially illegal activity that Planned Parenthood officials are engaging in trafficking in the sale of human aborted baby body parts, he posed as a human organ and tissue procurement officer to obtain this information in these videos. So the charges were trumped up that he, instead of going after Planned Parenthood for what they were doing, that there was a charge against him for attempting to buy human organs and tissue, which again he was posing for that. That one charge was dropped, but there are other charges against him, and even other investigative journalists have come out in support of David, even if they're pro-abortion, because this is a history in our country, is that we have journalists that will uncover graft, they'll uncover corruption, and to do that they often have to pose as something else. So this is part of our, you know, the freedom within our country. So we expect other charges like that to be trumped up. But, you know, he's been subject to some very unjust actions. Police officers were sent to his home to search and seize his computer and his videos without a search warrant. We do not live in a country where that is justified. That still is under review. That should never have happened, and it turned out that those that ordered that had direct connections with Planned Parenthood. So we have to keep watching him. He's a very brave young man, but he believes in, and there's a very good chance that this exposure of using the remains of these poor little babies in such a manner may help topple the abortion industry, because that's being federally investigated. There is a select panel on human lives that is paying attention to this specific incident, and they are reviewing all the evidence. And I'm seeing periodically that those on the panel are speaking out, and they're appalled. They're absolutely appalled. And this is why we're calling for defunding of this organization. Planned Parenthood is receiving local, state, and federal tax funds, which is our money as citizens, and it is not a legitimate health care provider. I tell people, if we knew an organization that sexually abused one child per year, it would be treated as a pariah and would never get any funds. But Planned Parenthood dismembers and kills thousands of babies. They dispose their remains as garbage. They operate without licenses, especially here in Ohio. None of the surgical abortion facilities have a current ambulatory surgical facility license. It goes on and on and on, and yet they're receiving all this tax funding. At the very least, the funding should be cut. They're not going to close still. They have funds otherwise. They're not an arm of the government. And
that's
a lot
right.
of people start to see them as that and say, oh my, if they don't get government funding, they will close. I wish they would, but they will not. And there are federally funded health centers that provide all the services and more, except no abortion, that can do everything that Planned Parenthood does and more. And that if there's going to be government money handed out, it should go to these clinics and not Planned Parenthood.
Defunding Planned Parenthood is what we're talking about. There's been a push nationwide in Congress and throughout the states. One of the interesting moments, Paula, during the debates, when John Kasich was still participating and a number of the other governors were still involved, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie and others were on stage at the time, and the question was about defunding Planned Parenthood. Well, Chris Christie had defunded Planned Parenthood in the state of New Jersey as governor. Jeb Bush had defunded Planned Parenthood in the state of Florida. And you had Bobby Jindal, who defunded Planned Parenthood in Louisiana, and Rick Perry that defunded it in Texas, and the list goes on. And John, it came to John Kasich, very embarrassing moment. He says, well, we're still trying to figure that out. Well, you know, there was a big push to get him to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, successfully, there was a bill that was moved quickly after that in the Ohio legislature. Funny how these things work. But it was going to strip $1.3 million of state funding to Planned Parenthood. Now, of course, they just, screamed about that. You know, again, you know, it's like, here's people that are, you know, selling baby body parts. I mean, this is an outrage that our tax money is going to this atrocious organization, so-called Planned Parenthood. Well, here, the legislature, both the Ohio House and the Ohio Senate, sent it to Governor Kasich. He signed into law, and a federal judge, this is another update, put a stay on that, put a hold on that. Give us an update on that.
Oh yeah, and this was five funding streams, so that was the amount that you said. It didn't even touch the Medicare reimbursements that Planned Parenthood receives. Again, so it's going to be for certain programs. Again, they're going to stay open. They had a fit. They sued as they always do. It was upheld, and so there's a stay on that. And so they're still pulling state funding. And again, we know that it's common sense that any funds that are given to an abortionist for any program underwrites the abortion agenda. It doesn't matter if it's targeted to STD testing or whatever. That just means they have more money for their abortion agenda. But the big thing about funding Planned Parenthood and the reason they fight for it so much, more than the fact that it's money, is that it gives them a toe in the political process, and it legitimizes them. It makes them appear as a legitimate healthcare entity, and that's why they don't want to lose the funding more than anything else. And we're going to have to call them out on that. Abortion is not healthcare. Healthcare heals. It doesn't destroy human life, and they are not legitimate healthcare providers. In the greater Cincinnati area, Planned Parenthood, the surgical abortion facility headquarters in Cincinnati, cannot obtain the required transfer agreement from any greater Cincinnati hospital. They even tried Northern Kentucky and were refused. So that these are the major hospitals. What does this tell us? They don't see Planned Parenthood as legitimate. Why is the government seeing it as legitimate? And so, of course, Planned Parenthood goes to the Ohio Department of Health and receives a variance, an exception to the rule of the transfer agreement so that they can remain open. It was granted to them just a few weeks ago by the Ohio Department of Health. They are operating as usual. They still do not have an ambulatory surgical facility license, and they're still receiving tax funding.
This is
amazing. It's amazing.
It is.
It never happened to any other organization.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, we need to push this. That's why this is so important. Folks, you're listening to News in Focus, and with me on the phone is Paula Westwood, Executive Director of Cincinnati Right to Life, and today she participated in a press conference in her city of urging the Republican Party to defund Planned Parenthood and to put the language into the Republican National Party platform that's being constructed here in just a couple of weeks. In 2012, 4 years ago, it was put together a very strong pro-life, pro-family, constitutional languaged plank by the Republican Party. And it's a very strong platform. Both Tea Party and social conservatives and conservatives alike really enjoy the current language of the platform. We just would like to see them add to it, defunding Planned Parenthood. You know, Paula, really, that was a big question on the debate stage throughout the winter and spring months, as there was still many candidates in the race. We saw Carly Farina passionately talking against Planned Parenthood and basically divulging what terrible organization this is and it needs to be defunded. She did a great job appealing for life. And so later on, she went on to endorse Ted Cruz. Now, Cruz is very much a factor in this. Obviously, it's a fait accompli. Donald Trump is the nominee. But Ted Cruz has the most delegates of any other candidate. He and Marco Rubio are going to be coming to the convention, and they're going to be a participant in this process still. So, the folks, this is a very important time coming to Cleveland, and I think that the announcement by these press conferences is very timely. In fact, tomorrow, if you have opportunity at noon at 12:30, we'll be in front of the queue downtown Cleveland, and we will be announcing the basically urging the Republican Party platform committee to adopt language that will defund Planned Parenthood. Now, that committee is going to convene in just a couple weeks right here in Cleveland in advance of the RNC convention, which will take place from July 18th through the 21st. So some very important meetings coming up in Cleveland. Now, the Ted Cruz people say that they are well positioned to influence that committee. So again, this is a very important time for this whole thing to be developed and become a reality. So, well, you know, Paula, your thoughts?
I'm really looking forward to hearing what happens. You know, I think probably this year, at the beginning, we had one of the best slates we've had in a long time on the Republican side for candidates. And, of course, you know, now we're down to one, but these people will still have time to weigh in. And it was so wonderful, like you said, to have Carly as an opposite to Hillary Clinton. She's intelligent, and I think she'll still have a voice, as will Ted Cruz and Senator Rubio. The thing is, I think that the people will be amenable to defunding Planned Parenthood, because even those who may be pro-choice do not like what's being exposed, and their practices are just shoddy. And when you're dealing with abortion, there's just no way to make it nice. It's not going to happen. And we as citizens, as some of us may find it very unpleasant to be involved in the political process, but the protections for human life and protections for marriage and all that we hold dear are within the political process, and we must be informed and we must be involved, and we must find people who will champion the causes. And so I'm grateful for Ted Cruz and Senator Rubio for being there. I think they will continue that, because that means that this party is not going to be run by one person. It's going to be the way it should be, with opinions being expressed, weighed, and hopefully this will be incorporated. You know, we keep finding things with Planned Parenthood. I keep thinking, what is it going to take? In Ohio, the Cincinnati one was one of them. The Attorney General found that they were dumping aborted babies' remains in landfills, just like medical waste.
Yes.
They filed a lawsuit against the restrictions so that it can continue to do so. And so they're operating as usual. We do have Senate Bill 254 that got through the Senate before the summer recess. We expect the House to pick that up. But that is going to, right now, the rule is so vague, it has to go into law to define, this is a human being's body that has to be treated with respect. And so that law I expect to pass. It's a very good law, and then we won't have this happening anymore, because right now Planned Parenthood is getting away with that too. And I have to say, it's disgusting. It really is. You know, in Cincinnati, people want to turn their eyes away from this. If we had, you know, maybe 50 children dying from the flu or Zika or something, it would be an epidemic in the state.
Right.
But we have over 27,000 babies that die every year from abortion. In Cincinnati alone, in a 2014 legal brief, they claimed proudly that 2,600 unborn babies are killed by abortion at that location alone every year. So this is, you know, talk about epidemics. We still have a lot of work to do at the legislative end and at the educational end. And what the RNC adopts as their platform is hugely educational. It will make national, if not international, headlines, especially if they end funding to Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what our effort is here. And we're talking with Paula Westwood, Executive Director of Cincinnati Right to Life. And, of course, the news is that there are pro-life groups from around the state and around the country that are urging the Republican National Committee to adopt language that would defund Planned Parenthood into their national convention, into the plank of the National Republican Party. And, of course, that convention is coming up here in just a few weeks in Cleveland, Ohio. And so the eyes of the nation and world really will be on Cleveland. Important meetings coming up in advance of the convention, where the platform committee will be convened, and they'll start writing the platform committee again. And we hope that they retain a lot of what they put into 2012, because currently it is a very pro-life, pro-family worded Republican Party platform. And so, in fact, if you've never read it, we encourage you to do so and to stay tuned. And of course, You can go to our website. Paula, give the website of Cincinnati Right to Life so folks can see what you've been doing.
Oh, it's easy. It's CincinnatiRightToLife.org.
CincinnatiRightToLife.org, and it's so wonderful to partner with you on so many of these issues. And we're making gains. We get some setbacks, like from the courts, but then again, we get some gains. And of course, I think a lot of members of Congress right now, and one of the I think very positive factors, Paula, when we survey candidates for office for running for Ohio House, Ohio Senate, or running for Congress, both Democrat and Republican that responded to our survey in the spring, they all wanted to see defunding of Planned Parenthood. I thought it was very interesting. I mean, where they may have been a little off on maybe legalizing marijuana or something of this, they were all of the opinion that we should defund Planned Parenthood. We were very encouraged by that, more than in previous years. Now, we've been surveying on that issue for a while, but I think that the videos that were released last year had a major impact on the conscience of this nation. So thank God for what David did and all those that were working with him and undercover work in exposing Planned Parenthood for what they are.
Oh, that's encouraging to me. Thank you for telling me that. You know, Chris, you're doing a wonderful job with leadership, and you're in the legislature a lot. You know these legislators, and I thank you for the encouragement and the positive look at what's coming up ahead. We have to remember that we live in a good world that God has created, and there are good people everywhere, and they're working very hard to make sure that good is upheld in our nation. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate all that you're doing at Ohio Christian Alliance and elsewhere.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Paula, and we'll have you back on real soon, and thank you for all you're doing at Cincinnati Right to Life. God bless you. We'll take a quick
break. It's an honor.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Molly Smith from Cleveland Right to Life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This program is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals sharing the cost of health care. This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger. A group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
It's easy. Visit healthsharefamily.org right now. healthsharefamily.org. Enroll today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Check out healthsharefamily.org. healthsharefamily.org. Not available in Pennsylvania.
Who's looking out for seniors today? It's not the AARP. AARP worked overtime to help pass Obamacare, the legislation that cut over $700 billion from Medicare. And AARP supports the death tax, which can rob families of over half their savings due to the death of a loved one. Seniors know that AARP would rather make millions peddling insurance products than support the policies that actually help America's elderly. That's why America's seniors count on the 60 Plus Association. For more than 20 years, 60 Plus has been fighting for the seniors that AARP has left behind. 60 Plus fought against Obamacare and continues to fight every day for its repeal in Washington. And 60 Plus is the leading national organization working to repeal the death tax once and for all so that families can pass down their businesses and farms to the next generation, not the IRS. Stand up for your values. Join 60 Plus today. Visit 60plus.org or call 703-807-2070. This message paid for and authorized by the 60 Plus Association.
And we're back, and we're continuing to talk about defunding Planned Parenthood. And of course, the major push now is for the pro-life groups to urge the Republican National Committee to adopt language that would defund Planned Parenthood in the national plank of the Republican Party. You're listening to News in Focus, a broadcast of the Ohio Christian Alliance. With me on the first part of the program was Paula Westwood, Executive Director of Cincinnati Right to Life, and now joining me on the phone right here from Cleveland, and no stranger to listeners of 1220 WHKW, is, of course, Molly Smith, whose program is heard Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., and that is from the medium. Molly, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's great to be on your show. I'm most honored.
Well, thank you. And you do such a great work from the medium, the program, and of course, your national convention, right? Your Right to Life convention that has really grown into a national input here in the city of Cleveland. You have it every spring, and people come from all around, and national speakers come to talk about pro-life issues. And of course, you had Matt Walsh as one of your keynote speakers. He's a young man who is making a big impact nationally as a blogger and espousing pro-life and pro-family views as a young conservative, and he's listened to by many, many people. And so thank you for all that you're doing at Cleveland Right to Life.
Well, it's one of the we've all got to work together, Chris. We've got a long journey ahead of us still. So I think it's something that it's so great to see at our convention every year, which is called, of course, Bringing America Back to Life. It has grown from originally we had, I think our very first one back in 2010, we had about 650 people that attended. Now we're having 1,000 people per day coming through for the 2 days. So it really has. We really are beginning to form that coalition that I heard you and Paula talking about, and I think that's going to be so important as we move forward. And of all people, the Christian Alliance is definitely one of those groups that understand that need for us as grassroots people to start really working together. So thank you for all you do as well.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow in front of Quicken Loans Arena, as we are going to announce through a press conference, and any of our listeners that would like to join us, again, that's tomorrow at 12:30 downtown Cleveland in front of the Quicken Loans Arena. In fact, there will be Troy Newman of Operation Rescue, Reverend Patrick Mahoney of the Christian Defense Coalition, Mark Harrington, who is president of Created Equal, will be joining us. So, of course, Molly Smith, Executive Director of Cleveland Right to Life. I also will be in attendance, and other speakers as well. And we will be urging the Republican National Committee that will be coming to Cleveland in just a few weeks. We're talking about those who will be putting together the Republican National Committee platform. The platform committee will meet in advance of the Republican National Conference, and they will be discussing the national platform. And, of course, we're encouraging them to retain the pro-life, pro-family planks that are currently in the platform and to adopt language that would defund Planned Parenthood. Now, Congress has begun to hold hearings to try to pass legislation. Of course, Mr. Obama will have nothing of it. He is solidly in the camp of NARAL and Planned Parenthood. He's not allowing anything to get through on his watch as far as president. We hope that there's a change come November and that the next president will sign legislation that will defund Planned Parenthood. If I understand correctly, Molly, on the federal level, they are funded somewhere. And of course, this was all part and parcel to the agreement that they were in the negotiations for Obamacare, somewhere to the half to the tune of $500 million annually.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. $540 million funded by federal government.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And we're talking about an organization that sells body parts of aborted children. And these videos that basically disclosed and revealed the sinister side of Planned Parenthood in a series of films that was released last year. And that really shocked the nation. And thank God for the new media through the internet, because through Facebook and Twitter and other social media, these videos really got out there and a lot of people saw them. And it really did have an impact that shifted the perception of Planned Parenthood nationally, so much so that Congress began to hold hearings, investigative hearings, almost immediately. John Boehner did do that when these videos were revealed, because it just shocked the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we really have to pray for the young man, David DeLeiden, that, that started all of this, and his Center for Medical Progress, because he has been under severe attack by the opposition on this whole issue. And it's so good to see that, you know, very as of a day or so ago, the charges, the indictments against him have been dropped it was a bogus charge, and they were saying that he was trafficking in human organs because he had gone in there and done this expose of what actually was happening within these Planned Parenthood facilities. And I don't want to call them clinics because they're not a clinic, you know, says that they're doing something good inside of these abortion facilities. They are actually, you know, it's just horrendous. And David DeLeiden and the Center for Medical Progress really opened that up. And of course, the result was that Planned Parenthood and their allies, even within the justice system, this is what they're so sad about this, honestly, Chris, that, you know, we can no longer rely on our justice system to be impartial because, you know, these bogus charges were brought against him, which have now, of course, been thrown out, which we knew they would be. But that means that he's got to, you know, go to all the expense of defending himself.
Right.
So, you know, we really need to pray for this young man. He is just a hero, a total hero in my book for what he's done.
Well, that's right. And we did announce that the first part of the program that the judge dismissed the charges, although he's still facing some other bogus charges, alleging
right.
that he used a false ID to gain access to Planned Parenthood clinic for a meeting with staff. The explosive new evidence showing the Houston district attorney behind the bogus charges against pro-life advocate David DeLeiden colluded with attorneys for Planned Parenthood. So, you know, it really is politically motivated. And that's what happened in California. That's what's happening here in Houston. And you could see people just lining up to take shots at him. And I agree with you. We need to be praying for him because what he did was really, and again, we encourage people to go back and watch those videos. Because that tells the heart of who these people were, as calloused as the Nazis were concerning the cattle call cars that were packed with men, women, and children, taking them to the death camps. This is how cavalier these people. This one woman was sipping wine and talking about how, you know, we can provide these body parts for you and do it in such a manner so that you know, extract them from the child, so that from the fetus, so that you can have them for your purposes. And it is just really, people were like shocked that this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so now through his work, they're on the record. And so they stand to lose a lot of money. But this doesn't mean that women won't receive health care. And I think that's what people need to understand, because there are 13,000 federally licensed health clinics which provide true comprehensive women's health care. That money can be diverted to them, which they don't commit abortion. And they don't basically sell body parts. They would be helping women with their health needs. Isn't that right?
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. There is nothing. Any woman who receives health care support will still get that exact same support. What we are asking is that you cut the funding for abortions. That is not health care. It's certainly not health care for the woman, and it's most certainly not health care for the child. So, you know, that's what we do still have a petition up online on our website. If people go to our website, clevelandrighttolife.org, you can still continue to sign a petition where we've asked Governor Kasich to defund all of Planned Parenthood's funding, because it's still, Ohio funding is still flowing through from Medicare. So we really need to get this funding blocked and stopped. Although he did defund about $1.3 million from, there is still about 13 to 7, but it depends on who's applying, but it's between 13 to $17 million that are still flowing through to people in Ohio through Medicare, through the governor. And the governor has the ability to stop it. So we've also been doing that. is asking people to go online and sign the petition. Well, so again, clevelandrightslife.org.
Thank you again, Molly, for what you're doing there, because, you know, as Paula was saying too, yeah, we stripped 1.3 million. Of course, now a judge has put a stay on that, so it, you know, that money hasn't actually been taken from them yet. And I was looking, and that was so discouraging to people monitoring on social media. It's like, oh, here we go again. And folks, let me just say something. Now, I know you may not be too happy about the two candidates that are running in November, but if Hillary Clinton is elected, it will be full go for Planned Parenthood, abortion rights through NARAL, through Planned Parenthood, you name it. And she will also stack the courts with federal judges that will concur with that position. We at least have a chance with Donald Trump. And I think that that's why people need to understand something, Molly, as we go into November. This may not be the candidate that we like, and it may not be the one who you supported in the primary. But the courts, if for no other reason, the next 4 years of stacking and appointing federal judges to the bench, and including the Supreme Court, and some analysts are saying it could be up to 3 to 4 appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. What would that mean for the pro-life movement going forward for decades to come?
Well, you know, I am going to be going to New York to the Christian Conservative Leadership Meeting with Donald Trump next week, and Paula Westwood will also be with me, and we will be asking these questions of Donald Trump. I have to tell you, be absolutely honest with you, Chris, I am not yet sold on supporting Donald Trump either, because I've just seen him flip-flop on so many issues. But we will have this opportunity to actually ask him some of these questions. You know, what will you do? He has, you know, he has said that he's going to appoint pro-life judges, but he has also made a statement to say that he's going to appoint his sister, who is a very pro-abortion. So, you know, we're in a very, very difficult time. And, you know, Ohio Christian Alliance is one of the Christian groups in Ohio, as with Cleveland Rights to Life as well, who, you know, I say what we've got to do is turn back to our basic biblical principles.
Amen.
And we have to trust that God, if we put this back into God's hands and invoke the Holy Spirit to come down upon all of us and to guide us and guide the candidates, you know, he never ever does not answer a prayer. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
We may not see this in our lifetimes, Chris, but I know that the prayers are never wasted. So I am calling everybody to a deep, deep spiritual awakening as we go into this November election. We are in big trouble. We really are. I think the nation is in big trouble with these two candidates. So, you know, it's going to be, and I hate to say an interesting time, because it's also going to be a very formidable time as we go through this. So I, you know, when you look at this and when you look at the reason why we're holding this press conference to really to try to keep the Republican Party's feet to the fire on these issues, we are seeing as well that, you know, even what many people would consider to be a Christian conservative political party, well, a conservative party for sure, you know, we're having to say, make sure you keep these conservative issues alive and well inside your policy committee. You know, and that's what concerns me. It concerns me with Donald Trump. It concerns me with Hillary Clinton. You know, Donald Trump says, who the heck ever reads the policy committee? And Governor Kasich has said the same thing as well. Well, nobody reads the policy committee. Well, we've got to make sure that the Republican Party holds to what they say in their policies. So, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting as we go forward. And as I say, the only way through it, Chris, is going to be through prayer.
Well, I'm glad you're going to New York. And I, again, this is an opportunity. I mean, you would never get a hearing with Hillary Clinton. Everybody knows where that stands. And I think here with Donald Trump, this is why we're going to be praying. That's why we're going to be, there's some good men around him. You know, I was on with a conference call with Mike Huckabee, with pastors from across the nation, and talking about the Republican candidate, and that is Donald Trump. And he was saying, well, you have to consider who he surrounds himself with. And there's Pastor Jeffords in Dallas, Texas. And there's a number of others that are, you know, Senator Jeff Sessions, of course. And these are good counselors. These are very strong pro-life conservative people that he is surrounding himself with. And, of course, Dr. Ben Carson. So these are good factors. And I agree with you. There are things being said on both sides. But, again, we know what we're going to get with Hillary Clinton. There's no question about that. And it's not good. And we've seen what, you know, in fact, Mike Huckabee said in that conference call, he says, look, if anybody knows the Clintons, it's me. I come from Arkansas. I followed him as governor of Arkansas. I know the Clintons. And, you know, it wasn't good. And he was very, very serious about it. And so, again, you know, I agree with you. I mean, these aren't the best candidates, but we got to look at what might happen at the courts. For no other reason, the federal courts, and we're people that believe in the rule of law. And so the courts play huge in these pro-life battles going forward. So that's what people need to consider going into November. Again, it may not be the candidate that you're enthralled with. It may not be the candidate that you even feel that excited about. But at the other side of it is, if he's going to appoint justices that will really adjudicate from the bench, that are pro-life, that's going to be huge. That's going to be huge for our nation.
Well, and that's exactly why I'm saying we've got to pray, because we don't know what any of them are going to do. And you're right that we know what's coming with Hillary. My concern is we don't know what's coming with Trump. So we've got to really pray for him, that he continues to surround himself with good people, and then keep their feet to the fire. I mean, I think this is why people are so frustrated, Chris. People are, you and I both deal with the grassroots all the time. I am grassroots. I consider myself to be completely grassroots. And I'm not one of the big wigs, but I can tell you how frustrated I am and the members that belong to Cleveland Right to Life are with the sort of almost regal kingship that has been established in Washington, D.C. by so many of our politicians. And I think that's where Donald Trump's, that's the glory of Donald Trump, because he's telling everybody, I'm not going to do it that way. But by the same token, we all have to remember, from my perspective anyway, that, you know, America is not ruled by a king. It is an elected representative.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
You know, we stop looking for kings, people. Stop looking for kings.
That's right. Well, listen, we have Mark Carrington on the phone with us. Molly, let's bring him in, because he's the one that's been organizing these press conferences around the state of Ohio. He just concluded one. And, of course, he'll be with us in Cleveland tomorrow. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. How are you?
We're good. We've been talking about tomorrow's press conference at the Quicken Loans Arena in downtown Cleveland, advance of the RNC convention. Molly and I have been talking about the importance of adding language that will defund Planned Parenthood in the Republican National Committee plank. Your thoughts?
Well, we've had several rallies today. We started in Columbus this morning at 9 a.m. at the Planned Parenthood on East Main Street. And after that, Ohio Right to Life joined us there, and then down in Cincinnati in front of the Planned Parenthood there, and Paula Westwood and Cincinnati Right to Life joined us there with several others. And we had coverage on two TV stations came out in both cities. And we just finished our rally here in Dayton with Margie Christie and Dayton Right to Life. So we're heading up to Toledo, and tomorrow morning we'll be with Ed Sitter and Life Foundation for Life. And then, of course, as you know, Molly Smith and Greater Cleveland Right to Life will be helping us out, sponsoring our rally, our press conference in front of Quicken Loans Arena tomorrow. So we're gaining momentum. I think the issue is now becoming more, you're starting to hear more about the convention generally. You're starting to hear a little bit about the platform. So I think the timing's right.
Well, that's right. The timing is excellent, because the Republican National Committee, those folks that will be constructing the national platform, will be coming into Cleveland in advance of the entire convention. So the 10 days leading up to the Republican National Convention will be the platform committee. Now, Ted Cruz has said that a lot of his people are well positioned in that committee, because we were a little nervous because, for instance, our governor, John Kasich, he wants to open it up to a big tent, adding in homosexual marriage, that kind of thing. That has been the suggestion there, and we're going to block that. I mean, there's no way we're going to support that or anything that would lighten the pro-life positions of the Republican Party. Now, currently, the platform committee is very pro-life, very pro-family, but we like to see it be strengthened with language it would defund Planned Parenthood. Now, you sent out a message in a mailer to the Republican chairman across the country.
State
Explain
chairman.
That.
Yeah, we sent a letter to Chairman Reince Priebus and all of the state chairmen, as well as those that we know that are on the platform committee, basically urging them to include defunding of Planned Parenthood in the party platform. So they're on notice. I think there's already discussion going on. I saw that the Family Research Council jumped in yesterday. So you're going to start seeing pro-family, pro-life groups beginning to bring their concerns, their issues to the committee. We want to maintain the fact that this is a strong pro-life plank, and we want to strengthen it with the defunding of Planned Parenthood. And there are some other possible upgrades, I think, that can be also included this year around. Chris, I think it's important because we're not dealing with a nominee that we really have a solid, it has a solid background on the pro-life issue. So if there were to be a year where they would soften the plank, this would be it. So we can't let that happen.
Molly, real quick, what are we expecting tomorrow?
We're expecting a good turnout. Leaders from across Northeast Ohio will be outside of the Quicken Arena, and then there will be a rally to be held afterwards at 6:30 at the Calvary Chapel of Cleveland and at 709 Brook Park Road in Cleveland. If you want any information, please just email me at director@clevelandbrightslife or get hold of Mark Harrington, and we can give you more information about that. So it should be good.
Well, Mark, Molly, God bless you both. We are proud to stand with you tomorrow in front of Quicken Loans Arena and to announce this wonderful project to add language that will defund Planned Parenthood. God bless you both, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. God bless
you
too, Chris.
Thank
you. See you tomorrow, Mark. Bye.
And thank you all, and God bless you. And you can learn more at our website at ohioca.org.
With your host, Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. To learn more about the issues that matter most to you and your family, visit online at ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Ohio Christian Alliance of Akron, Ohio.